John's Gospel. As our custom is here, we'll stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God found in John's Gospel, chapter number 1. John's Gospel, chapter number 1. The Bible said in verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him." You always remember this, "and without Him was not anything made that was made." Verse 6, "There was a man sent from God." Aren't you glad that God had a man in mind that come to tell you about His Son? He said that His name was John, and He came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through Him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. The Bible said in verse 15, "And John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, 'This was He of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for He was before me.'" Even though John in this earthly world was 6 months ahead of Christ, John points out through the beginning of time, he said, "Before I was ever on the scene, there was a God that was on the scene." Aren't you glad in the beginning, God? He's always been in the beginning, and He'll always be in the middle, and He'll always be in the end, and He'll always have the last say-so, because He is God. The Bible said in verse 16, "Of His fullness have all we received, grace for grace." Watch this, verse 17, underline it. Didn't see it till last night. "For the law was given by Moses." It was given to Moses. But watch this. "Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." They didn't have to give Jesus nothing, honey, because Jesus has got it all. I'm glad that Jesus is still in the giving business. Notice they gave Moses the law, but Jesus came with grace and truth. I'm glad He's everything this morning. Then simply, the Bible said in verse 29, "The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, 'Behold,'" or "wait a minute," or "look yonder, behold, not the governor, nor the mayor, nor the politician, but," he said, "behold," or "look yonder, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." You may be seated this morning. Father, we love You. We thank You for this time together. Help me to preach, oh God. I need Your help today. Lord, I need You in my life. I need You to help me to preach this morning. Oh, I pray You draw sinners unto You by grace. Help those that are downtrodden, God, and those that need a touch from heaven today. Help us. We'll be grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. I will preach this morning on "Behold the Lamb of God." Behold the Lamb of God. This old world knows little about "Behold the Lamb of God." But I sure am, the Bible speaks much of the Lamb of God. Matter of fact, in Genesis chapter number 4, I'm going to share a few thoughts today and then be done. You'll notice there is the Lamb of God typified. The Lamb of God typified. In other words, the type came on the pages of our Bible, and it hadn't been long that God gave a glimpse of His Son. In Genesis 4 now, Adam and Eve had been in the garden. The devil came to her and tempted her of the fruit of the tree. God had told her to not eat of the fruit of this tree. For the time that you do, you shall surely die. God kept His word. The Bible came into the garden and tricked Eve. She partook of the fruit of the tree. And she went and she got her husband Adam. And Adam went and partook of the fruit of the tree. When they did that, they were plunged into total depravity. They became as fallen man. Therefore, we can run our genetics all the way back to the tree of that garden. There our Father plunged us into depravity. God said, because of this lady, Eve, because you took of the fruit, you shall bear children. It's not going to be an easy process. Then He looked and He spoke unto Adam and He said, by the sweat of your brow, you're going to till this old world. Then they had children. They pick it up in chapter number 4. And here we see this type of the Lamb of God. The Bible said, and Adam knew Eve his wife. And she conceived. I want to say something right there. Amen. Shacking up's not in order this morning. Adam had a wife before he knew her. And that still ought to be the order, young people. I tell you what safe sex is, it's abstinence. Amen. That's the safest sex ever been known in America. Wait till you're married. Somebody say amen right there. I know it ain't popular, but I'm not running a popular campaign. I'm here to preach the Word of God. Adam knew Eve, his wife. And thank God I've got a wife. And you ought to thank God you got you a wife this morning. And you ought to leave everybody else's wife alone. Amen. Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived. By the way, it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Somebody say amen right there. Same-sex marriage is still out of hell this morning. They conceived and bare Cain. This is what she said. I've gotten a man from the Lord. She had high hopes and high prospects for Cain. The Bible said, and again, she bare his brother Abel. Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. Cain was very wroth and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? Watch verse 7. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, thou shalt rule over him. Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? He got a little sassy with God. Got a little big for his britches. He had a smart mouth on him. Anybody know about a smart mouth? He sort of got up in God's face and he said, am I my brother's keeper? Reminds me of America. I think they talking to God like he's some kind of little puppet. But honey, let me tell you, he's God this morning. He is to be showed respect. And oh, we need the Lord in this place. Does anybody need the Lord in their home this morning? We need the Lord back in our country. We need to lift Him high and holy again as in the days gone by. But now, seems like people got an attitude with God. The Lord said, What hast thou done? Watch this. The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. What you thought there, Pastor? Sin is not silent. Sin is not silent. He slew Abel. And now the blood of his brother was coming from the ground. And God heard it. Let me tell you and remind you this morning. I want to build a church like anybody else preaching. I want to see people come to this church and get help for the honor and the glory of God. This is not a social club that we're here about today. This is about a man rearing back and preaching what thus saith the Word of God. And your sin will always find me and you out this morning. You're not going to go too far with God with sin in your life. God sent His Son to take care of the sin problem. You can't live it. You can't live good enough to go to heaven. So we see this type of the Lamb of God. All of a sudden you'll notice that blood was shed. Now they came to worship God. The Bible said in verse 3 that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto God. It looks pretty good. Reminds me of religion. There's a big difference in religion and salvation. Religion is man going to God. But salvation is God coming to man. And America's got a lot of religion, but they ain't got much Hallelujah. I'm glad one day that it dawned on me the best I could bring to God was not good enough. But I'm glad for the shedding of blood. There is remission of sin this morning. Honey, you can work your finger to the bone. You can wear your dresses to the ground and die and go to hell. But the blood of Jesus can save you and set you free today. Thank God that Abel seen the significance of the blood. He had been raised. I want to tell you about these two boys and I move on this type of the Lamb of God. Here these two boys have been raised together in a home with Adam and Eve. What a mom and daddy. No doubt they were maybe walking one day. Brother Mike, they came by the garden and there was that flaming sword and the cherubims that pointed toward the east and would not let them back in that garden anymore. There may be Cain, and Abel looked up and said, Daddy, what was that place? What was that place, Daddy? He said, Oh Lord. He said, we used to go there till Mama eat us out of house and home. Somebody say amen right there this morning. They said, well, said, we done something God said not to do. Now we can't go back in there. And all of a sudden, God calls these boys to worship. No doubt, there Adam and Eve had taught them about the coats of skin when God had cried out to Adam that day on Adam, where art thou, Adam? Where art thou? He was trying to hide from God in the leaves. God, by His grace and His mercy, as the sister sang so good this morning about the grace of God, I don't understand it so much. I just know it's true. God killed an animal and there we see a sacrifice. Blood was shed. There those boys have been taught how to worship by the blood. Now God required them to come and worship. The Bible teaches us that Cain was a tiller of the ground. He's a farmer, a gardener, and he was very good at it. He brought God what he had raised and what he wanted to give him. But God had requirements. And the Bible said that simply in Hebrews chapter number 11, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. And can I tell you, these boys were very much alike, but they were very much different. I want to say, first of all, the attitude that simply Abel had. He came by faith. And if you're going to get to God, you've got to come by faith. Nothing pleases God like faith. The Bible said He's given every man the measure of faith. The day you were born, God put faith in you. And the reason He put faith in you, because He knew that it'd take faith to get you saved. Now therefore, when God comes unto you, you must access His faith that He's given unto you. When you look under at Calvary, there's the grace of God. The Bible says we're saved by grace through faith. When you look at that old bloody cross and you come to God by faith through His Son, He said He would save you and forgive you of all of your sin. Therefore, when Abel came unto God by this excellent sacrifice, he came unto Him by faith. He had a different attitude. Secondly, he had a different approach. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Young people, there's some great young people in this church. There's some great mom and daddies in this ministry. But I will remind you, there's none good, no, not one. Don't say my children won't do it, because your children will do it. Don't you dare never say I won't be found doing that, because you will be found doing that. But ain't you glad that there's a God in heaven that came up with a plan to save you by the grace of God? Not of works, lest any man should boast. But I'm glad by the grace of God He saves old sinners. I'm glad by an old rugged cross He shed His blood that me and you could go free. Thank God. Hallelujah. It's still by grace this morning. Grace to save you. Grace to keep you saved. Thank God I'm walking in grace. I'm glad I'm worshiping in grace. I'm living by grace. Thank God for the grace of God this morning that passes all understanding. Oh my, the Lamb was typified here outside of the garden. The Bible said there was a different attitude. He came by faith. There was a different approach. He came by the blood. And there was a different acceptance. God had respect unto His sacrifice, unto His offering. But unto Cain's, he did not. You know what Cain did? He must have been Baptist because he left church mad. Amen? And it got him in a pile of trouble. Do you notice how good our God is? Let me tell you, sinner, this morning on your way to hell, you know how good the God I serve and the God I preach about is? Look what He told Cain in verse 7. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. In other words, if you'll come my way, I'll give you a chance. Aren't you glad there's a God in heaven that can give you a chance by His Son this morning? Thank God for Calvary's cross today. The Lamb typified the type of the Lamb of God, the shedding of blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. I was raised in a church that taught me do good. That worked pretty good. I got to 12 years old. They believed in baptizing, washing away sin. That don't work. Matter of fact, I was doing good. I got 12 years old. I got a pair of fingernail clippers. I was so mean, I went and I punctured the preacher's duck waders where he's baptizing folk. He baptized my little cousin. My daddy was an elder in the church. He come and said, we got to get some new hip waders here. My suit pants is a-leaking. What was the problem? It was the elder's mean little old boy went back there. Amen. Yeah. Honey, let me tell you, it'll be a great day when it'll dawn on you about this. You can bring the best things of the fruit of the land you've got and give unto God, and you'll never satisfy Him. But if you'll go to Calvary by faith this morning, there's a God in heaven that'll forgive you of all your sins. Put your name down yonder in glory land world. Come and live in you by the person of the Holy Ghost. Set you free in this old world, that you be a light that shine in this dark and this distant world. I don't know if any preachers told you before long, but you get ready. Jesus is coming. Honey, you better look around at the signs of the times. We've never seen this much going on in the day and hour that we live, but oh, glory be to our great God. Ain't you glad there was Calvary? God put Calvary right in your life. Thank God for the grace of God this morning. Boy, one day Jesus came to my house and knocked on my heart, and I said that eternal yes, Lord. I want You to save me. And guess what? He did. You say, preacher, do you make mistakes? I sure do. I make my share of them more than I want to. I learned more about a verse since I've, in the last 5 years, about what Paul said. He said, oh, wretched man that I am. Boy, he said, this flesh is driving me crazy.
Seems like the closer I get to God, the more the devil wants me to trip up and get kicked out. But ain't you glad there's a God in heaven that you get up, brush yourself off, and move on for the glory of God? You may be here and trying to do better. Honey, it's no doing good in you. Won't you just turn loose and come to bloody Calvary and realize there's a God that forgive you by His Son and there's no other way to heaven? I don't care what Joel Osteen's got to say this morning. I don't care what the Dr. Phil show has to say. I don't care what Oprah's book says, honey. There's one way to glory land. That is by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Calvary set you free this morning. Whoop, whoop, hallelujah. Thank God for the freedom at Calvary. Behold the Lamb of God. No wonder He got excited. That'd do us good to get that excited about, behold, the Lamb of God. That's why we ought to want to come to Liberty Baptist Church, to get a glimpse of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. We see the Lamb of God typified. Then in Genesis chapter number 22, for sake of time, just highlighting, we see the Lamb of God prophesied. You remember in Genesis 22, God simply asked Abraham to take and give Isaac his son. Go up on Mount Moriah and worship. Sacrifice his only son Isaac. Boy, as Abraham tied the mules at the bottom of the hill, went up toward the top with his son, the Bible said he laid the wood and the fire in order. He pulled back that knife and God stopped him. And all of a sudden God said something on this great prophecy. He said God would provide Himself a lamb. I got news for the Jehovah Witness this morning. God was a whole lot more than a prophet. Jesus was a lot greater than a prophet. He was God-man. You hear me this morning? There's a lot of boys that talk about the weather, but I serve one this morning that talks to the weather. He said, "Peace be still." They said, "What manner of man is this that even the winds and the waves obey His voice?" You say, "What is He, preacher?" He's the God-man. Hallelujah. He's God manifested in the flesh, born of a Virgin Mary that had never known man. Came, walked around this world some 33 odd years. Got on an old rugged cross, God Himself, and He cried and He said, "It's finished." Hallelujah. Is anybody glad that it's finished? It's a done deal at Calvary. Thank God it's finished. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Thank God it's finished this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, that ought to make a Methodist shout their choir gown off this morning. Hallelujah. I'm glad it's finished. Glory to God. Oh, He said God Himself will be the Lamb. I remember one morning, Brother Mike, I was preaching here and seen that. I'd never seen that. When I seen that, visitors would have looked strange at me that morning. But aren't you glad God provided Himself? And that, this is amazing to me, boys. Now, I pastor rough boys. And I know why. Because you need a rough preacher to preach to you. You don't need a woman in a dress running around dancing. You need a man yelling, amen. You need a man with his veins blowed up in his neck. Because you're hard-headed. You're hard-headed. But I come tell you this morning, God said He'd die for you. He'd die for me. And it didn't matter what I'd done nor how long I'd been doing it. He said, "Simply, Ken Bowman, I've died for you. And if you want to go to heaven, you can go. But you're going to have to go by my conditions, not yours. You're going to come by my way, and that way is the old rugged cross. You're going to have to believe what I've done for you will get you to heaven and come to me by faith. I'll never forget that morning. I sat where Miss Patsy's sitting. Sandy Flat Baptist Church, the third row from the beach. Me and Miss Renee had been there a long time. God spoke to my heart and gave me an invitation. When I moved out of that aisle, my foot did that. Friend, people in that church didn't know what just happened. I myself didn't know what just happened. I'm glad there's a God that drew me by His love and mercy, and He accepted me. Well, some of y'all wouldn't even let me come to your house and eat because they ain't got the right haircut. Some of y'all a bunch of Pharisees and Sadducees. Some of y'all wouldn't even grill a hamburger with me because I wear suspenders instead of a suit coat all the time. But I done found out if I got to try to please all y'all, I might as well move on to the next church. Amen. Amen. But I got news for you. Ain't no sense going on that next church. They people down there too. Amen. Crazy people. Amen. Crazy people. Amen. Isn't that amazing? God would give Himself a lamb. Then in Isaiah 53, there's the Lamb of God personified. Showed who it'd be. As led as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep to the shearer, but yet He opened not His mouth. This amazes me about the Lord Jesus. You know, if you're going to be a disciple of Jesus, you've got to try your best to live a life like Jesus. And I'll just be real honest with you. I'm making some progress, but I've got some big issues with that. Boy, I've got a temper. Just hadn't been tamed yet. I say things sometimes I ought to not say. Anybody ever do that? Is anybody human in the building this morning? Anybody ever just fly off the handle before they realize what they've done? But I'm going to tell you, the love of God loves every sinner in this building. Ma'am, I don't care what you've done. I don't care how long you've been doing this. The blood of Jesus had washed you clean this morning. I don't want to gloat about it. I'm sad about it. There's some things, Brother Lee, I wished I'd never done. I wished I'd never let my mind go places. I wished I'd never let these feet go places. I've done enough stuff to make your toes curdle. But I'm glad when I come to Jesus, He forgave me of everyone, washed away my sins. Oh, I sure am glad He's still in the forgiving business. You see, behold the Lamb of God, the Lamb typified, the Lamb prophesied, the Lamb personified. But in John 1:29, John seen Him. He's the Lamb identified. He said, behold, the Lamb of God. Did you notice what He said? For the sins of the whole world. Let me share if you come. Now, I want to share this with you and then I'm done. The Lamb of God. Did you notice in my reading this morning, in Genesis 4, the Lamb of God was offered for the individual. It was an individual thing. And it's still an individual thing. You've got to be saved individually. You're not going to heaven because you got a good mom and daddy. You're not going to heaven because your wife's going. You've got to go to heaven as an individual. Brother John, I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I know you don't mind me saying this. Brother John, I think, was 67, 68 year old when he got saved. This is what he said that morning, Brother Gary. Matter of fact, you ought to be glad God saved them because they done run the hand in y'all's life. Miss Gail got saved here at the church on Sunday. It was about Labor Day weekend. Me and Brother John was supposed to play golf at Oak Mountain. Brother Michael, I pulled up at the golf cart and there was John getting his clubs out of the trunk and he was a squalling. I said, John, what's wrong with you? And this is what he said, Brother Mark. He said, my wife's going to heaven and I ain't. He squalled that whole day. That next Sunday, John got saved by the grace of God. And he hugged every man sitting on that aisle all the way to the back of the church. You say, well, I don't like that hugging and loving. Just stick around. It'll help you, friend. It'll help you. Matter of fact, some of y'all let your head leak. It wouldn't swell near as bad. But, oh, my, I'm going to tell you, just because your wife's going don't mean you going. But I want to say this. You can go. By the blood of Jesus. You see, there's the Lamb identified. He was offered for the individual. Then Exodus 12, remember when they killed the Lamb, put the blood over the lintel of the doorpost, on top and besides, there He was given for an household. Then Leviticus 16, there Aaron offered a sacrifice for the whole nation of Israel. But now when John sees him, he looks out yonder and he says, there's the Lamb of God for the whole world. I'm glad He loves us this morning. You see, there's the Lamb of God typified. Abel came unto God with a more excellent sacrifice, shed blood. Came on God's requirement. One of this morning, would you want to come by God's requirement? I'm going to tell you, He put His Son on the cross and He died for you. He died for me. That's the Lamb of God typified. He said, I'll provide myself a lamb. The Lamb of God prophesied. Exodus 12, Brother Tim, they put that blood on the post. It was the Lamb's blood applied. Isaiah 53, the Lamb personified. Isaiah 53. Then John 1, the Lamb identified. But in Revelation 5, we get there. There's the Lamb magnified. They're singing song. Listen, I don't know why a loud church tears some of y'all up so. Because it's not going to be a shouting side and a quiet side. They shouted with a loud but worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. You know why He's worthy? Because we couldn't get there by ourselves. I wish I could get some of you to fall in love with Jesus. You'd be more faithful in your church going. When you committed to a preacher, it'll wear off of you. But when you fall in love with Jesus, then Revelation 22, when we get to heaven, there He sits on the throne. There's the Lamb glorified. Forever and ever and ever. This morning we've had wonderful liberty preaching. It's a thrill to feel the Spirit of God where you go to church. But I believe with all my heart somebody this morning needs to move by faith. Ask God to save you. You young couples, I want to tell you this morning, me and my wife, we've served God a long time. We've had hard times at our house just like you. But God's proved Himself to be faithful. And I praise Him for it. Sinner, you may not know much about church this morning, but I want to tell you this, how you can be saved. You just look toward Calvary and move by faith and accept what God has done for you for your sin. Through the Lord Jesus Christ in no other way. You can go to heaven this morning. Aren't you tired of worrying? Aren't you tired of coming to church and with that pushback attitude? Won't you just turn loose and come to Calvary by faith? And ask God to forgive you of your sins. Some of you Christians this morning ought to gather around this altar and say, God, help me to get in tune till I get there to learn how to worship You.
in spirit and in truth. Miss Sherry Play, I want to open this altar this morning.